Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to expand on a video I put up where I was comparing vacuum systems to manual vacuuming a pool. So I'm going to go deeper into this and I'll expand on some of the things I covered in the short 5-minute video for you. And I think you'll have a deeper understanding of vacuum systems and also of system vacuuming of a pool. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I'm kind of old school because I started in 1988, and this was before vacuum systems even existed. And one of the things that we called vacuuming the pool, we just called it vacuuming a pool. There was no term that signifying vacuuming the pool. You just vacuumed the pool. So then later, we started calling it manual vacuuming because then automatic cleaners started coming onto the market. Back when I first started, there wasn't really a lot of automatic cleaners on the market. You had a creepy crawly that was white. Then you had the Hayward Navigator. Polaris had this weird suction cleaner. Some of you may remember it. It looked like it had three wheels, and it looked almost like their pressure cleaner. Actually, it had four wheels, I think. I can't even remember. It's been so long since I've seen one. I think it has four wheels, and it just kind of moved with gears. So it was one of those things that wasn't very effective. So there wasn't a lot. There was also the Polaris, the one that kind of was on the surface, looked like a little, it didn't really look like a vacuum, but it was also a pressure side cleaner. And then there was a Polaris 280, of course. And so automatic cleaners weren't super popular. And so once they started becoming more popular, they became known as automatic cleaners. I'm not sure where that term came from, but it makes a lot of sense. We've been calling them that ever since that term was coined. And so now when you vacuum a pool, it's called manual vacuuming because now you're vacuuming with your vacuum head, your pool hose, and a pole, and you're going in a back and forth motion, sucking up the dirt and debris. Now, I didn't touch a lot in that video on different vacuum heads. I think you can get a lot of good vacuum heads now. Before Pentair, the ProVac was the best. It probably still is the best vacuum head out there. I like the 14-inch ProVac. I've used a larger one as well. But you'll find that you'll like a vacuum head and stick with it. So try different vacuum heads. Leslie's has a really good one. And then you have the Pentair ProVac, which is available. And for my hoses, I always like the smooth bore hose. You can get it at your supplier. I really haven't used any other hose in my career. I'm sure there's really good hoses out there, but I find that the smooth bore hose is the best, and that's smooth, and then B-O-R. So S-M-O-O-T-H-B-O-R. And it's a really good vacuum hose. I always get the aqua blue one. And I've been getting the 40-foot hose. If you can order it, sometimes you can get it at your supplier, but a lot of times there's a special order it. 40 feet seems to be a great standard for that hose because most pools you can vacuum from, you know, without having to worry about having a larger hose. And the 40-foot hose is easier to carry back. It's lighter and it's 10 feet shorter. Now, if you do need more hose, you can always get a 15-foot hose to go with it and take it back to your stop. And they sell various hose connectors to go with that. I like the Hayward hose connector. And you would connect two hoses together if you need the extra length. A lot of times, though, if you have pools with automatic cleaners, you're just using the automatic cleaner hoses with the vacuum head. So you're manually vacuuming with the automatic cleaner hose. I don't really bother adjusting the suction on the side port, usually when I'm vacuuming with the automatic cleaner hose, because I'm not really vacuuming the whole pool. I'm just spot vacuuming at that point. So the main way to vacuum a pool that's been a standard, and still is a standard, by the way, you can do your whole career and you can go through your whole pool route without ever having to purchase a vacuum system, because the manually vacuuming with a hose is really effective. You would connect it to, of course, the system through the skimmer, and there's various different skimmers. There's two-hole skimmers, one-hole skimmer. Sometimes the one-hole skimmers need an adapter to change the suction to get more power. But one of the drawbacks with manually vacuuming the pool, and I touched on it briefly in the video, and I kind of fast-forwarded the clip, but it takes some time to set up a manual vacuum. You get back there, you have to put it onto your vacuum head, and then submerge it into the pool, and then feed the hose in. I usually go hand over hand to get all the air out. Then you connect it to the skimmer, then you turn the pool on. Now sometimes you have problems because there's poor suction. Sometimes you have problems because the skimmer, again, is not activated fully to the skimmer. The one hole skimmers have this problem. There's a diverter valve in there sometimes that doesn't lock in right, or it could even be missing the diverter valve entirely. And it's one of those things where you have to maybe disconnect things and connect things, and it's time consuming compared to vacuuming with the vacuum system. However, it is highly effective because you're using the pool's filtration system, and if you have a good system, if you're in an area where the pools are newer, you're not going to have too many problems. You're going to have plenty of power to vacuum out the pool, and it gets dirt as well as leaf debris. Now, I would suggest having a canister. I like the Pentair leaf trap, mainly because it comes with the white hose section that you can use to put into the skimmer. It's also a great canister with, you know, a fault in the hinge. Eventually, that wears out, but you can use it for hundreds of pools and hundreds of times, I guess, over and over again before you have to start changing parts. So I think the Pentair Leaf Vac, to me, is the premier canister you can use. Hayward makes a pretty good one too, but again, I'm kind of partial towards the Pentair one. So I'll get the Pentair Leaf Trap. It's the K something or other for the creepy crawler. You can find it at your supplier. And it comes with a nice white hose section, 3-foot hose sections. So you can use that in the skimmer. Sometimes when you're vacuuming, you have too much power, so you have to adjust the pump. And once in a while, you're going to have a problem where you can't adjust the suction down, and you have too much power and the vacuum's getting stuck to the bottom of the pool. In that case, you would just use an automatic cleaner regulator valve on top, on the actual skimmer adapter, and you can kind of regulate the suction that way. But that's not super common. Sometimes there's two skimmers. You have to block one off with a tennis ball or turn one off at the equipment. So the manually vacuum does require more effort, time, because you have to kind of adjust the system sometime as well. And it's not really great for very large leaf debris. Now, there's some tricks that you can do with the manual vacuum if you have a pool that has a lot of leaf debris. What I used to do is just vacuum around the big piles of leaves and vacuum the dirt up, and then I would skim the rest up. Not highly effective. Or you may not even want to vacuum the pool and just use your leaf rake to get all the debris out and then vacuum the next week, because it does take 10 to 15 minutes for all that dirt to settle back down, maybe even longer. And you're not going to do a thorough job vacuuming anyway. The vacuum system, on the other hand, is much faster. Depending on the vacuum system you're using, so I'll just focus on the bottom feeder and the Riptide. And I'll start with the bottom feeder. The bottom feeder weighs about 12 pounds in its entirety. There's no cords, there's no cart. You can carry it back using the handle that's on the portability kit that comes with it. And you would just have the bag on top. Now, the bag I mentioned in the video, there's certain microns that I don't go down to, and I think the 75 micron bag is the standard in my area. Some people use a 200 micron bag in their area, so it's area dependent, but I think anything lower than 75 microns is just too slow, and the bag starts to fill with air. It's basic physics. You have a thrust motor on the bottom. It doesn't happen as much with the bottom feeder, but the Riptide for sure, and you have this motor pulling water in and pushing it up into the bag, and as the bag starts to fill with sediment, water can't pass through as readily, and then the bag kind of doesn't really, I don't think it fills with air per se, but it fills with water, and it gives it a buoyancy effect because the water can't leave as fast as it's being pulled in, and then you have to take the bag out and rinse it out really good to put it back in. So the 75 micron bag doesn't have that problem because it does get dirt down the 75 microns, and then the finer stuff blows through the bag, and you really can't see it on the bottom of the pool in most cases unless there's a lot of dirt. And if there's an automatic cleaner, like a suction side cleaner, it'll pick up that dirt for you. So I think the vacuum system does have that advantage where the debris goes into the bag. And plus, it has a wider opening on the bottom, so you can get a lot more leaf debris. I mean, you go from a 1.5 inch or 1 inch opening on the bottom to an 8 inch opening, and you can just see how much more debris you can pick up. It's much faster. Even if you're using the Riptide with the cart, you just wheel it back there. And I really recommend that if you are using your manual vacuum a lot, you get a service cart. Advantage Manufacturing has the Service Cart 2.0, and this is a great cart you can put on your truck with a hitch, and you just need a Class 2 receiver, and then you need the drop tongue, and then you can put the cart on there, and you can take it back to all your stops, no problem. So I think there's a big advantage to a service cart if you manually vacuum pools a lot. So the Riptide has a cart, you just wheel it back there, and you just put your pool hose on and you drop it in there, turn on the Riptide, and away you go. And the Riptide, of course, has more power than the bottom feeder, so you can probably vacuum a lot faster and get more debris quicker. But the bottom feeder is convenient because you just drop it in. And so I would say the time is about the same with the Riptide and the bottom feeder, because the bottom feeder has a head start of about 2 minutes when you're getting in there and setting up your vacuum system, maybe a minute and a half. And so that extra minute and a half gives the bottom feeder the edge. But the Riptide catches up pretty quickly because of the power and the speed you can vacuum at. And again, they have different micron bags from all the way down. Riptide has a 25 micron. You have to call them to get that or email them. They have a 60 micron, which is fairly good for cleaning small pools with some dirt. But again, it may get clogged up or may not let water pass through and can have the clog effect. Then you have the 75 micron, 100, 200, 400. And I think depending on your area would be the micron level. But I think vacuum systems definitely have that convenience factor built into them, because manual vacuuming does have some limitations, and I mentioned the heavy debris and also the time-consuming aspect of it. It's just very tiring to manually vacuum the pools on your route, to be honest with you, going back there, connecting everything, and it just takes time and energy, and the vacuum system really helps out. I would say the best system, the best setup would be a combination of both. You can have a T-bar mount, which is something that they sell at Advantage Manufacturing. T-Doula also makes that. I think they were the creator of it. And you can order from either T-Doula or Advantage Manufacturing. You put the T-bar mount in the center of your receiver, and there's two more receivers on it, and you can connect a Riptide on one side, and you can connect your service cart on the other. And that way you have the best of both worlds. If you need to go in and system vac a pool because there's a lot of dirt in there, you have that available. If you need to use a vacuum system, you have the Riptide on the other side. And I think that's the best combination for my area, because we do get dirt, and we do get leaf debris, and depending on the season, more in the Santa Ana wind seasons and less other times of the year. But it's always good to have the vacuum system for that. And to be honest, I find myself not vacuuming too many pools because most of the pools on my route have automatic cleaners. So there's not a lot of need for me to get the hose out and then put the manual vacuum in there and vacuum a pool entirely. I'll use a cleaner hose if I need to spot vac a pool. And a lot of times I'm using the vacuum system mainly to vacuum the pools because it's faster. You know, I have a Riptide and I have a bottom feeder. So depending on what the need is, I have both. And I think it's just one of those things where once you start using the vacuum system, you get really used to it. And if it does break down, you start to panic because it's like your go-to system. And you're, you know, calling people, hey, can I borrow your system? Or how soon can I get another part ordered? And, you know, you go through this panic mode because you rely so heavily on it for your pool route. And I think it does leave the pools looking really great. It just has a different look to it. With the vacuum system, it gets so much debris off the bottom so rapidly that to me it's more efficient than a manual vacuum, except for, of course, the finer dust that I mentioned. You'll have to manually vacuum a pool. So you'll find that you'll lean more heavily on the vacuum system as you start to, you know, get more pools and utilize that over the manual vacuuming, just because it's more convenient, it's faster, and it's just easier on your body. Now, there's also the Advantage PortaVac, which I have, and I think it's a great way to do cleanups at pools when you have a lot of debris that needs to be cleaned up. You definitely want to have a portable filtration system. This is basically a filter with a pump on a dolly. You plug it in and it becomes the pool system, so you don't have to worry about using the customer system. This comes in handy for pools that have really poor running systems. I have many stories of pools that just didn't work properly from either having really old equipment. Now I'm dating myself here, but there's a lot of accounts in the past that I used to do that had brass pumps, and those tended to have really poor suction. It's because I think the impellers wore down on it and it just didn't pull the water as forcefully. So you'll find that you'll have some systems, maybe not a brass pump, but some systems where it doesn't have the real good pull for the water. Could be a dirty filter also. And this could impede your vacuuming ability at those accounts. And so having the PortaVac is great. Also for commercial accounts, if you have multiple skimmers, you definitely would want to use the PortaVac to manually vacuum. That way you can pull it to the deck, plug it in, don't have to worry about turning off three skimmers running back up from the equipment room. You're already vacuuming half the pool with the PortaVac. It's also great if you do tile cleaning and you want to clean all the glass beads off the bottom. The PortaVac is a great tool for that. And the vacuum system is also great for commercial use. If you have large pools, it'll clean the large pools very rapidly. And you can do a commercial resort pool if you had a 60-foot cord Riptide. It's one of those things where I think you know, the vacuum system does play an important role. You can take on pools with more heavy debris, and you can expand your clientele to where you're making more money because now you don't have to worry about passing on a pool because you have to vacuum it. So the vacuum system does come in handy that way. Now, of course, there's a big price discrepancy between manual vacuuming a pool and getting the equipment and getting a vacuum system to vacuum the pool. The price discrepancy is probably upwards of $1,400, depending on which system you get. And that's something that's a factor, too. But I think it's well worth the investment, and you are investing in the equipment. It's not like you're spending $1,800 on a Riptide and then you're losing that money. The money is actually invested in equipment that's going to make your day easier and grow your business. So I look at buying something as an investment versus, you know, losing money or throwing money away. And if you're going to really use the Riptide, I would suggest investing in it because it'll pay for itself. Again, I mentioned this many times. It'll pay for itself by the more pools you can do and by the time you save out on your route. Nothing inherently wrong with system vacuuming a pool. It's just kind of an old method, and it has its place depending on the dirt level in the pool. But I think the vacuum system is far superior in many facets, and I would definitely investigate a system, Riptide, Hammerhead, the bottom feeder, and I think PowerVac has a new model also out on the market. And if you're looking for other podcasts, I have a ton of them, 1,350 of them available, and you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Click on the podcast icon on the banner. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I have. And if you're interested in the coaching program I have, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.